connecting with the feeling of aliveness in my body and connecting with the breath. It is the life force, the vitality through which we can co-create with life and in our unique way.
Welcome to the Ecstatic Woman Podcast. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our inner wisdom and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to self-discover, create, and be present in the world, while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our sense of empowerment so we can live our lives ecstatically. Now let's welcome our host, Alara.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Ecstatic Woman Podcast, where we activate and inspire women in their power, in their authenticity, and in their bliss. I'm your host, Alara Sage. And my beloveds, maybe you have seen, you know, myself speak about aliveness. You've seen about the terminology of aliveness. Do you really understand what that means? How to connect to that wild aliveness within you and how to bring that forth, how to express that, how to allow that aliveness to express your most authentic, most vibrant, most passionate self. Today, we're going to have a wonderful conversation with one of my beloveds, just somebody who's so incredibly dear to me. Gigi is a deep friend of mine, collaborator. We're always in spaces together, creating, connecting. We spend a lot of time just in the energy of sisterhood. So very, very deep relationship here that we have to share with you and bring forth this topic. And Gigi is a wild embodiment and empowerment guide for women to embrace their wild aliveness and unique essence to thrive. My beloved, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It feels so good to share the space together and to be on your beautiful, ecstatic women, grounded, like intelligent space. It feels really exciting to be here with you doing this.
Not even really sure why it took so long. I don't know what. I was like, when it hit me the other day, I was like, well, have I not asked her? Oh, I guess I have. Okay. So here we are.
Here we are.
So, my love, what does aliveness mean to you?
Such a beautiful question. I was just feeling into this before we jumped on and actually connecting with the feeling of aliveness in my body and connecting with the breath. And I feel the breath has so much to do with finding and reconnecting and reawakening with our aliveness. And so for me, and for how I teach it, it is the life force, the vitality through which we can co-create with life and in our unique way. So for those of you who are kind of like, ooh, wild aliveness, what does that mean? Really, it's like the natural way in which you are, you know, created to work with your body, your expression, who you are. And it's really a beautiful, beautiful journey to tap in to how you really want to show up in your life. It's like, you know, the activation energy, if you were to kind of light a match, it's like the spark of which brings the fire. And the more that we can work with that wildness, that connection with nature, which is such a big part of how I guide women, is reconnecting with nature. As our bodies are so in sync with nature, this is how we can, instead of trying to kind of logically understand aliveness, it's a very physical, embodied experience. So to really, you know, start to connect more and to start to grow in our ability to really thrive in life, connecting with nature is going to show us that as women, because Gaia, Mother Nature, Earth, where we live, is, you know, our greatest teacher and our ally. Yeah. And that is how personally I continue to connect with who I am through the cycles and the seasons, because we're never the same. It's tuning into the rhythm of nature and really working with her through the breath. And we talk about this a lot, don't we? Whenever we're together, the breath, like the simplicity of breathing into our bodies and breathing into deeper parts of our bodies, like our hearts and our bellies and our wombs and our root, are really working on like playing with that and practicing bringing vitality and breath into deeper parts of your body so that you actually awaken that aliveness, you turn it on. Because parts of our body in our society are very shut down because we're using our mind a lot, and we're told to use our mind a lot, and we're told to sort of just keep going, keep moving, keep, you know, progressing. And that kind of leaves our body behind if we're not tuning into it. So if we can learn to like really welcome on the full channel of our bodies, we're going to feel so much more alive. And so the breath is really the key to all of this, is to really feeling that aliveness in your body through, you know, welcoming in the breath into your life, into, you know, each morning. And I find when I don't do that, I notice it. I don't feel as spacious. I don't feel as kind of confident even in the way that I am bringing myself into my day, because then I get, you know, a little bit more contorted or shut down. And then I just have to remind myself throughout the day, breathe. Have you breathe? Have you just been with the breath and let it circulate through your body to really, yeah, enliven you?
Yes. I mean, the breath is such a vehicle, isn't it, of connection and of sensation too. Like when we're breathing audibly and breathing into our body, there's sensation there. You feel the movement, you feel the expansion, you feel the contraction, you feel the flow, you feel the movement of the air in and out of your body. It's sensational. And I feel like aliveness is also sensational. And I also feel like when we bring it into like wild aliveness, which I really love that term, and I love that you're bringing that here. You know, it's like taking authenticity and you're like liberating it, you know, into our most, it's like beyond authentic, because it feels like to me like it has this liberated energy to it, that you are liberated in your sexual power. You are liberated in your power. You are liberated in your expression, right? You're liberated in your ability to feel everything and be present with it. So to me, it really has this like liberation energy with it.
Yeah. And also what was coming through with you saying that is it's bigger than us. It's bigger than us. That's what's so powerful about it, is that we're connecting with a source bigger than us, the wild energy of nature, of source, of the divine, of all of it. It's bigger than us. So therefore we can tune into that. That's something that is wanting to move through us. That's bigger than us. That is wanting to co-create with us. I think that's a huge part of the journey as well, is like really allowing yourself to welcome that in, to welcome in that fullness of what life has to offer you. And then you can feel, you know, oh, I want to feel that aliveness, and I want to feel that inspiration for who I am and what I want to do and what I'm here for. And I know for me, like that is the biggest support whenever I'm like going through the ebbs and flows of life, is just remembering that wildness is bigger than me, and it wants me to live, and it wants me to feel, and it wants me to have a sensational experience, exactly, to have like a body-based experience. And I think when we connect in with nature, again, going back to nature as women, she's the bigger part of who we are. She's a reflection of who we are. She's the mother body to our bodies. And so tuning in with her, breathing with her, is just this incredibly orgasmic experience. And I believe that's where we understand that term orgasmic. And it doesn't sound like something just kind of, oh, that sounds nice, like orgasmic. What does that mean? But orgasmic state is to really be in that fullness of you know, connection with that wild aliveness and letting the sensation, letting yourself feel the whole array of emotions as well, and not just pleasure, but also, you know, the emotions, the pain as well, and to really allow for that, you know, to not feel afraid of that. I feel when we work with our emotional states and our emotional expression, that's so powerful for us as women, when we really take back something that I feel, you know, we have shut down, is our emotional intelligence, just to be able to feel all the emotions and move through them. Like with childbirth, that's the example. It's like our bodies know how to go through each state of, you know, emotion. It's a huge thing to birth a child, yet our bodies knows exactly what to do if we just listen to her. So that's really what happens when we start tuning into that innate wisdom that our body has. Sensation, it's big, isn't it? Like when we start to really like tune in with our sensuality. And I really teach sensuality as practice to turning on that wild aliveness, is, you know, touch and breath and sounding and, you know, pleasure practices. And this is how we tune up our bodies again from being, you know, in a numb state of like pushing forward and just getting stuff done and disregarding our body. It's remembering to tune in and turn on and just, you know, dial up like we would with anything. We need to dial in and tune up and turn on our bodies to receive information.
Yeah, I think the birth example is such a great one, because if you look at our society now, I mean, it drives me nuts when I'm watching movies, and they just always show, they always depict women giving birth on their back. And if you have ever given birth, that is the most painful and completely illogical way to give birth. I mean, that's where the baby's trying to come out and you're sitting there. Like, that doesn't even make sense. You're literally creating like a kink right there where the baby's trying to move through the canal. And, you know, when women are left up to the movement of their body and that natural connection and wisdom, they want to move. They want to keep moving. They want to shift positions. They want to moan. They want to groan. Maybe they want to scream. Yeah. You know, they want to express in different ways, verbal expression, physical expression. You know, it's the same as how animals go through birth. And so we have this, I mean, I think it's, again, just such a great example of like, oh, let's not be alive. Let's be on a very cold doctor's table, you know, sitting upright, numbed from an injection in your spine, and now give birth. And you have no connection to what is actually going on in your body versus, you know, like, natural birth, which I did. And yeah, it fucking hurts. And I wasn't even really connected to my breath at the time I gave birth to both of my boys completely naturally. I think now it would be even more powerful of an experience, but I still did it. And I still was with that pain, and I still was with my body. And it was a lot about moving and feeling like where does it feel good? And what position does my body want to go in? You know, and I had support as well by midwives, and it was really just like, you do you, you know. They were not there to tell me what to do. They were not there to tell me what position to be in. That was really up to me to find that flow and find that rhythm. And I think coming back to the experience, the recognition that that is our wildness, you know, that we are meant to feel the pain and express it, and this hurts, and breathe into our body, and, you know, make all of these noises and emotions and movement. I think that's such a beautiful expression of the wild aliveness. And conversely, our modern medicine of, let's stick you in a box. Hey, let's even schedule you into our system. Yeah. And we're just going to have a C-section on this day and time, because that fits everybody's schedules. Does that work for you? Great. That works for me. Like, who cares about the body? Who cares about the baby? Who cares about anything that is of natural rhythm? We are going to, you know, force it to occur at this time and date, and how much that goes against our natural aliveness and our natural expression.
Yeah, it always comes back to birth, doesn't it? Because that's how we came into the world, and that is what we do. You know, we're designed as women to have this powerful experience of all the emotions, and to really tune into that body wisdom and to trust our bodies. And that is not something we've been taught. We have not been taught to trust our bodies. And this is the part that I feel so passionate about, is teaching women to trust themselves. Like, yes. You know, I don't need to tell you anything, actually. You already know. It's about holding the space for you to find what that is, and to explore it, and to awaken to it, and to play with it as well. And that's where expression comes in. Like you said, like sounding, and you know, you need to move, and you need to kind of find out like how your body can move. And that can be a scary journey if you haven't done that, or if you are just like, well, I don't know about what you're talking about. Like, I haven't sounded or made primal wild sounds before. It's just about creating a space where that's safe and that's welcome, and that anything that you sound or say or how you move, there's no judgment. Yet we've been so judged as women to how our bodies should look, how we should move, how we should speak, you know, how we should be as women. And this is such a powerful time because we're, you know, we're breaking down these boxes, and we're saying no, and we're moving, and we're progressing in so many ways. This kind of like wild aliveness where we get to really be like something that we think is wrong, because we've been taught so often that, you know, the woman who is mad, she should be shamed. Mm-hmm. She should be cast out. She should be burned. She should, you know, all these things that come up, which are very real experiences for us as women, that, yeah, we're the outcast, we're the prostitute. We get named all these things because you can't contain the wild. Like, you can't contain nature. It's part of like being here, and to be able to like understand that wildness where you can work with it instead of be afraid of it, so fucking powerful. It's like, honor that in you, and that is going to bring you into deeper places in your body and your life and your experience that you never thought possible with, you know, with your logical mind or what you've been taught. And that's where play and curiosity come in. Like, that's where I teach. Okay, it might sound like a big thing to somebody, be like, I now own my wild. I'm going to start screaming. There's like, you know, steps to it. And there for you as well, to find that authenticity. Like, how do I feel with this? And can I play with this? And, you know, what's over here? I feel called to go here, because each woman is so different. And for me to just, you know, work with women is just such a joy, because it's something I'm so passionate about. Like, I want women to feel like they can be themselves and to thrive in that way, because we all deeply, deeply yearn for that, that fulfillment of self, of fulfillment of our unique self. And I want to see that. I want to live in a world where each person is being who they are. It's really fucking exciting to me. So that's where, you know, that's what I want to see. And that's why this work for me is so, so important, and why I'm passionate about it.
Yeah. And I love how you were saying, you know, women have really been taught to, well, I mean, for a long time, it was really be quiet, right? And then, you know, we're only allowed to say certain things, speak in certain ways, be proper. I mean, geez, the English know all about that, don't you guys?
Oh, yeah.
And yet there's something really powerful about the connection between our voice and our jaw,
yeah,
and our sacral, our pelvis, and our power. And, you know, this is something I've experienced a lot in the act of sex. You know, I never used to be super vocal. I wasn't quiet sexually, but the amount of noise I make now and the noises that I make now, very, I mean, it goes all over the board. It goes from like primal, almost animal noises to like very high pitched noises and everything in between. But there's something that happens like when I'm expressing, and it's just this very authentic expression. I'm not, you know, I'm not trying to be a porn star.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not, you know, it's like, no, it's just like the sound that wants to emerge from the pleasure and from the experience. It just continues to open my body and open my body. And I wanted to point to the audience at the very beginning. When you were breathing, you know, you were audibly breathing, you know, it was like, you know, that power of hearing ourselves and releasing that expression and how that truly activates and opens our power. I know that has been your experience, and I know you have so much to say on that.
Oh, boy. The body, exactly, the body being able to expand and for our expression to come out. As you said, we're not logically, we're not thinking about, I want my expression to sound like this. We're not manipulating or controlling it. It's coming from this deeper place of, I'm going to just say whatever comes out. I'm going to say a sound, whatever it is. I'm not even hearing myself. I'm not even tuned in. I'm literally just going for it. Mm-hmm. And that is what I want women to feel they can do, is simply let their body guide them and make sounds where they feel maybe they're holding on to certain things in their bodies. Oh, I've got some like something in here and I want to express that. I can feel it in my shoulders, or I feel it in my lower back, and I just want to move it through my body, because that's how we release and we liberate. Like you're saying, it's internal. Like it comes internally through the sounds that we make and through the movement that we make. And that is how we do free and liberate ourselves. And it's so powerful when we work with our wombs as well, and our pussies and our throats, because like you said, they're connected. Our voice and our womb and our power, if we are working with the breasts and we're working with the sound, we're working with really like awakening to that power and that energy source. We are just opening up. Basically, it's like when our bodies open up, we're opening up our lives. It's like it's literally a reflection. It's like the more that we can connect with our bodies and the aliveness, that is in turn going to source your life with more vitality and reflect back to you more opportunities, more potential, more love, more of what you want as an individual. Because it is unique to all of us, but really creating space in the body creates space in our lives. And it's just so powerful. It's actually incredibly simple, because it's the way that animals are, like you touched on before, like that primal kind of, I'm just connected to how my body wants to move, how I want to make sounds. Like they have no judgment. It's just we have so much conditioning and so much judgment about what is right and what is not, and to fit into one lane or to fit into a box. And yeah, it's so beautiful. And it's also about, we're not looking to be different in that way, because I know that can kind of feel a bit overwhelming too. It's not like we're going after being this like really different wild person. It's we're each doing it individually and what that looks like for you. So it might sound kind of overwhelming, because I know whenever I talk about this, it can sound a lot, but it's really unique to you. You will be the expression of who you are and how you want to express. And that might not be, you know, how I do or how you do, or it might not be massive sounds. It might not be huge primal roars. It might be softer and gentle. And, you know, it's different for everyone. And that's what's so exciting about it, is really exploring how you want to express in your essence and your creativity.
So important, because I think when we hear these words like the wild woman, We think of these, women in like loin, these cloths and these leather, and they're out in nature, and they've got things all over their face, and they're, really in this very, exaggerated expression. So I think it's really important to reconnect it to, yeah, that looks different for everybody. And it's really, it's not about it being anything other than what it wants to be. Like, that's it, right? Otherwise, we're just conditioning ourselves in another way, right? We're just programming ourselves to be something different rather than just like, this is what I'm feeling and this is what I'm experiencing, which can also be different every single day. Some days you might feel more rah and loud, and other days you might feel more relaxed and peaceful. I really wanted to point out what you said because I think it was so well put, so beautiful that, expand your body, expand your life, and really want the audience to hear that. Anywhere that you're feeling like you want more expansion, you want more, you want more love, you want more support, you want more adventure, you want more wealth, whatever that is. I hope you really hear Gigi say that. Expand the body, expand your life. That was such a beautiful tagline there. That's got to be your tagline,
I
my love.
know.
That's
Like,
hot.
whoa.
That is hot.
That's
Really, really
simple.
good. We just like landed a $1 million tagline right there. Oh, that was good. Yeah. So give us some examples or some stories, either of your own story of kind of moving through this aliveness or a client's story of moving through this aliveness. I always find story is such a great way for people to connect to how this actually comes through in our physical reality.
One example comes to mind because of the birth story, but I have a few different things to say. So I'm going to go with this one first because I've worked with a couple of women who have reclaimed birth trauma through this process, like a couple of sessions of simply letting themselves move their body, primal sounding, because they weren't allowed to do that in labor. And that's affected and constricted their expression, their voice, and their womb. And that's just come up in a session. So that wasn't actually something we talked about before, but it's quite common. If women have felt restricted or a lot of pain during birth, there can be, the trauma that is still in the body. And so I've worked with women to just, create the space in their body and really make peace with that and shed that and then open to it. And that's been so powerful to both witness and I really see, the after effects of that, of so much more space being created in the body. So birth trauma is one thing that is, I mean, just such a gift because as we were talking about, it can be so painful and difficult, and you can just feel completely numb and cut off from it. And so, yeah, that's a beautiful space to hold for women.
Yeah, I want to comment on that because I experienced this with a horse. I used to work on horses all the time, but I have some friends who have horses, and I just always go and give love and healing to the horses. And I was working on this one of my friend's horses, and I just go out into the pasture, and the horses come to me. I let it be their choice and how they want me to work with them. And I was working with this one female, and wow, we were just in her womb and in her reproductive system. And I was talking to the owner, and they were like, oh, she was like, yeah, she was bred, which with horses, they basically rape the mares. They tie them down largely, not the entire industry, but the majority of the industry ties the mares down if it's a live cover, or it's not a live cover, but live covers, they shackle their hooves. They don't allow them to move, and they're just penetrated. And she was holding in this energy, and every time she would go into her cycle, she would have these very, the owner was like, she became so moody and so difficult to deal with every time she would come back into her cycle. And I didn't know any of that. We kind of were discussing it as I was working with her. And then the interesting thing is I hit this one energy, and it just popped to the point that one of the other horses was like, whoa, what was that? And he came over because he was like the herd leader. And she left me. She went over to the water trough, and she just kicked and like did all of this action. And we were both like, oh my God, she's reliving that physically right now and doing all of the actions, like totally, whew, I feel it right now, that she couldn't do in that moment because she was shackled down. And totally changed her. Now when she comes into cycles, she doesn't have that energy anymore. She doesn't hit those deep blocks anymore in that pain. So it's super intriguing, very similar.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. And it also leads on to more of that conversation, because sexual trauma as well is a similar thing for women. Yeah. As well, it's something I've worked with so deeply on myself, to find more space, to find more sensation, to find more pleasure, to find more connection with myself. I've worked really deeply on my womb and with other women to really clear that, the sexual trauma that we have, whether it's being penetrated where we didn't want to, but we didn't even know, or maybe it was that we were, you know, abused or assaulted in some way. There's so much that we carry in our bodies. And if we've had those kind of experiences, they're going to be within our bodies. And I mean, it's a brave thing to do. And I always just like hold so much love and space for women who are wanting to work through if it's a particular deep pattern. But it's so powerful, because we're really we're undoing the kink, because we're kinked up, because we've had like an experience that's just not what we wanted. We didn't say yes to that, or in some way it's just really uncomfortable and unpleasant, and so therefore we didn't get to express that, or maybe we haven't cried about it, or maybe we haven't talked about it, maybe we haven't shared about it. So all of that is the same as is also being able to speak about it to someone. That can be a huge relief, because you know, sometimes we think, and I know for myself, I was like, oh, nothing bad happened to me. And then it was like the story and the story and the story, and it kind of unraveled. It's like, wow, actually, you know, this is deep, and this is affecting me, and I'm carrying this around in my body, and this is a burden, and this is weight and space taken up in my body that I want to liberate myself from. So also, yeah, sexual trauma or situations where we have experienced something that was not what we wanted.
Yes. And you had some other examples or some other things you wanted to express?
Well, with how to kind of open up to it, it's a lot of play. That's how I also work with women who are wanting to kind of make, you know, more fullness or pleasure or sensation in their life. There's a lot of play. Like reclaiming play is a huge thing for us as well, isn't it? Like really giving ourselves the space and the opportunity to play and to find out what it is that we like and to connect with our inner child and to express through, you know, art or writing or clothing. And so this is something that I love to ask women again, what is it that you feel excited about? Like what turns you on? Is it clothes? Is it art? Is it writing? And just follow the thread of like finding that aliveness again. It's like we have to nurture the soil. It's a similar thing. I mean, maybe it's gardening as well. Lots of, you know, people love to garden. It's like, what turns you on? Let's find that out and then follow that thread. And I mean, movement is an absolute, like, that's like a main one that I work with, is movement and sounding. Because when we start to reclaim our bodies and we start to, I want to move like this instead of I have to move like this because this is what someone thinks is sexy and appealing to them. It's like, no, how do I want to move? That's such a like reframe, and that's so liberating for us to not be thinking about what other people are thinking about us, but for us to think about how we want to feel without like pleasing anyone else. That's a big part of this reawakening of our own aliveness, is following what it is that we want to explore, that we want to express, and how we want to do it. So it really is a kind of deep nurturing and tending to our own bodies. And that is such an adventure. It really feels like an adventure, and it's a journey to really, you know, come back onto the path of this is me. I'm not going to do that path that I was doing for a long time, or the other path that didn't feel like me. There was always something that was missing where I felt unfulfilled. And let's follow that path that is exciting and maybe scary. You know, there's always fear when we're like moving into a new place that is going to give us a lot. It's okay to feel fearful about it. It's just taking that first step and then following the breadcrumb.
Yeah, the movement is such an important piece. And it was big for me. You know, I used to not be able to dance unless I was drunk. And I've never been a big drinker, just because I haven't been. And so I didn't dance very much, even though when I was doing it, I really loved it. Mm-hmm. But I needed that, you know, that alcohol to get me to a place where I didn't care what other people were thinking. Because it was so ingrained in me that, like, it was like, am I doing it right? You know, does this look good? Like, whatever. And through the reclamation of this for myself, now it's just, I don't even think of it as dancing. It's just like movement. And it's just, I don't know, however it wants to come through. And there's no judgment. There's no, it's just the joy of it, right? It's not even like, I'm not even paying attention to what I'm doing or how it looks. I'm literally just enjoying the sensation of my body moving however it wants to move. And it's so liberating. And now my boys are, you know, 9 and 11. And, you know, my one son, he has so much mojo. He can just bust out in all these beautiful dance. But he's starting to get self-conscious, you know, and I'm like, just do it, sweetie. Like, forget about whatever is around you, because like his body just wants to move and he's got it, you know. But I say that to my older son, too, who doesn't have mojo and dances all like awkward. But it's just him, you know, it's just how he wants to dance. Yeah. And so we all get together and we just move and just have fun with it, you know, and I feel like the more that we let the kids do that, the more that we let ourselves do that. If the audience are mothers, you know, the more that you're just doing that for yourself in front of your kids. Mm-hmm. And with music, with no music, right? Just mm-hmm. having fun with the sensation of your body moving. It's so liberating. And that's what it was to me. It was so liberating to just be like, ah, this just feels good. And that's all that matters.
Yeah, it's the joy piece, isn't it? It's like, what is bringing me joy? And how ever that looks is okay. The fact is, it's bringing me joy. And that's the juice. That's the life force. That's the inspiration. And then you can take into the rest of your day as well. I think that's why that's so powerful, that movement, that your own free movement is that you're just kind of, you're turning yourself on and you're letting the juice just come. And it just will. It's just will, and it's amazing when I'm in spaces with women, especially in person, when, you know, you just give the space and to be like, now go, just find whatever that is and be it and be celebrated for it. And I think the more that we can do that as women together as well, we're rewriting the story of, oh, we have to look like this because we empower one another. And I've found that there's like this amazing force field that happens when women come together and do this kind of liberated expression, because it just, I can almost see like the unraveling of the stories of the past, the conditioning. Yeah. It's like we're literally unraveling it together, because when we're together, we're in that magnified field of liberation, and it's so powerful, and you can have, you know, completely kind of life altering experiences. And I've definitely had those when I'm in space with women, and it's just free and it's liberated, and you know, we see one another instead of compete with one another. We lean into one another instead of retract and hold back. And I do find working together as women on this liberation and wild aliveness is even more supportive, because it can feel lonely. I mean, I know it has for me, and I've been on this journey for a long, long, long time. And then finding women, you know, you being one of them, to really explore with, is just, it just magnifies it, doesn't it? It really just turns it up.
Yeah, and when we feel that liberation, we hold that space for others, don't we? And it becomes celebration. That's what you and I have experienced. And just like, truly, I mean, you know, looking back, I realize how much in competition I was with other women. I would have never admitted it, even to myself, because I didn't like that. But I was. That was the truth of it. I was in competition with them because I was in competition with myself. I was always in a state of judgment of self. So it's going to project out into other people. It just is. Our self-judgment does. And so when we come into this state of liberation, it's like all of a sudden we're just like, oh my God, you're so beautiful. I'm celebrating you. I love you so much. Like we just lift each other. We inspire each other. And then it's just this catalyst energy, isn't it? Because we just keep doing it. You know, I do it to you, you do it back to me. We're just like, explosion of, you know, this beautiful sisterhood and like true sisterhood, like the true desire for the other person to succeed and be her joy and be her aliveness.
Yeah. Woo! The fire of that. The truth of that is just so electrifying, isn't it? Once you've experienced it, if you haven't experienced it, it's hard to like understand. It's just like, that sounds like a nice idea. But really, it is so liberating, and it frees us up because, like you said, we kind of reflect back to each other all the time. Like if you have close women relationships and you're not able to have a truthful, open space, then that's going to, you know, that's just going to keep reflecting back to you. And it's going to keep you stuck in some way. And so kind of finding that flow in your connections with your women friends, even just trying something new, like going out and doing something like this, like playing outside, skipping in nature, something super simple to change up, you know, just the way that you're relating to each other and yourself. It's very powerful.
Yeah. And to like find that awkwardness, right? So when I feel like when you first kind of start on something like this, it can feel awkward. And if you're feeling awkward, then you know you're on the right track because you're breaking out of that, like, I've got to do it this way. And you're beginning to explore. And that's that like awkwardness, like, oh, I don't, is this what I do? And if you just stay with it, because with awkwardness, we tend to like shut ourselves back down. Like, oh, no, don't want to be awkward. Don't want to feel awkward. But if we're just like with people that we adore, and I love how we're talking about like sisterhood here, if you just like call it out, like, ah, this feels so awkward, right? Or like, oh, this looks so awkward and we're being so awkward, and then just laugh about it, right? And then just move through that awkwardness. That's where it's like, oh, there it is, right? There's that space. It just feels natural and free and good. What would you recommend as women are listening to this and they're like, oh, this all just sounds so bizarre and delicious and out of the box and all the things. But, you know, how do they take those first steps? I know you've kind of mentioned a few, but something very that they can apply right now in their life to begin this process for themselves.
I would recommend music and exploring movement. That is what I would say. This is something so simple. Put on a song that you love, you know, anything that you want to listen to that you love listening to, and let your body move. Close your eyes, let it be an internal process. And really just follow, like, how does this rhythm, this beat, this music that I love inspire joy in me? And how do I want to express that through my body? And doing that, like, every single day, like, one song is a huge step towards connecting with your aliveness, because you're choosing it for you. And choice, as we know, is incredibly powerful. Once we choose to do something, you're almost like already having the experience, right? I've chosen to do this for me. And now I'm ready to receive whatever it is that is going to inspire me or open me up or, you know, heal whatever it is that I'm ready for.
Yeah, I love that. And again, I feel like, you know, some days that could be a really like empowering song. Some days it can be like a softer song, right? And really feeling into like what that is for you today. So I'm just really going to like directly invite the audience, you know, can you make a commitment to yourself? If this resonates, of course, can you make a commitment to yourself to do that for 30 days straight? Because sometimes we're like, okay, I'll do it every day. And then we kind of start and we let it drop off. And sometimes having a commitment of a certain amount of time, okay, like I'm going to do it for these 30 days. There's an end in sight. And so that kind of helps part of our mind, but also there's a goal. There's a, you know, something to work towards, and that helps the masculine support the feminine energy in this exploration. Just see what happens, right? See what happens if you commit to 30 days, 45 days. What is it? I think it's like 30 or 45 days that they say, like you reprogram into some form of a pattern.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's 30 days. But it's funny that you say that because I've committed to 365 days.
Well, there you go.
A day. I know. I was like, I do this anyway. You know, when it's something that's already become your practice, yeah. I might as well add that extra bit of spice that's going to ignite me into, I felt it, like the next, you know, level, whatever that is, just that commitment of every single day, whether it's in the morning or, you know, in the evening. There's no rules about when it is, but it's one song. And I found that actually some mornings I'm really ready to go for that one song. And then sometimes I want to wait until the evening. And yeah, so the songs will be different. It will be a song that I'll want to just wind down to and, you know, explore my sensuality. And maybe in the morning, if I'm wanting to feel like I need to energize or I'm working through an emotion, because that's also what's so powerful about movement is if we're feeling groggy or just like pissed off or just frustrated, take that into the song, feel it, move it through your body. That's what I find so powerful is we can use it to let our emotions, you know, go so that then we're not taking that frustration into the day, which is very easy to do if we're not conscious of it.
Or even for some women, it might be bringing it back, right? They might be having frustration at work and bringing that back into their home. So maybe they can take some time in between when they first come home and work out that frustration so they're not bringing it into their families. It's just a really great concept. You should do some challenges, my love. Yeah. So, you know, to the audience, if you're listening, I mean, Gigi's doing it for 365 days, you know, reach out to her. She can support you in a shorter challenge, or maybe you want to bite off a big chunk and do 365 days too. And how can they reach out to you? How can they find you?
So it's funny because I'm starting membership, which is called Wildly Alive Women. Which is basically to have a space where we show up to do these things regularly and have a space where we're supportive of one another. And we're finding that wild aliveness through these practices that I've been talking about. So if that is feeling resonant to you and you are ready for a space where you can commit, you can be supported to show up for the play, for the curiosities, for the embodiment, then let me know. And you can reach out either on my Embodied Women Facebook page, it's just Embodied Women, or my private Facebook page, which is Gigi. Everything's very simple with me. And then there are some other links as well, which Alara will share. But those are the quickest ways to connect with me. And also Instagram is Embodied Women One. So any of those places, you can send me a message, reach out, say, I'm really interested in what you've been talking about and I want to know. You know, I also offer one-to-one mentorship, but the sisterhood, I'm really feeling this, like this place for us as women to nurture that world aliveness together is very exciting. It feels, you know, really good for us to be supporting one another.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, so reach out and maybe, the audience, maybe you have a friend or somebody that you would really enjoy doing it with too, and you can bring that person in with you. Sometimes that feels good too, to have like somebody already, like kind of a sister that you can bring into the sisterhood. And sometimes you'd rather just go in and not know anybody and kind of cultivate that completely new energy. So please share this episode and get this information out there, as far as this is, this is a revolution that is happening on our planet right now. And so if you're listening to this and you feel some level of being drawn in, even if there's apprehension and like, I don't know, this is crazy or whatever, that little magnetic pull is you connecting to that stream of consciousness. It is the revolution. And it's exciting, it's exhilarating, it's a whole new space for humanity. And definitely, Gigi and I invite you in and reach out to her, connect to her, just even just follow her so that you can see her dancing. I know that she's sharing some reels of her dancing. Feel inspired, feel inspired by her beautiful movement, by her beautiful energy. And Gigi, my love, as always, it's just, we're always connecting, but it's always so delicious and good. I'm so glad to have you. And I'll definitely have you on again, so we'll do it more.
I loved it. Thank you. And so much goodness came from that as well, for us to hear as well. That's what's so powerful about having these conversations together. It's like, oh, another, reminder of all the things that we know are so supportive to us.
Yeah, we always need reminders. We always need reminders. So, yes, that's what it's all for, to remind and inspire. So, thank you all to the listeners. Again, this space is here because you exist, and I am so deeply grateful for you being here, for showing up for yourself, for showing up for humanity. I love you all so very, very much.
Thank you for being a part of the Ecstatic Woman podcast. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your inner wisdom and living your life ecstatically. If you want to be invited back to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.